The Drum Corps History Podcast, Episode 56. The Drum Corps History Podcast, a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This week's episode, The Bridgemen. Welcome back to the Drum Corps History Podcast. My name is Ron Allard from Dice Man Radio. The following comes in part from an article written by Pat Forker, George Lavelle, and Bert Lynch for A History of Drum and Bugle Corps, Volume 2, published by Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. In the spring of 1964, Father Joseph Donovan was assigned as assistant pastor at St. Andrew's Parish in Bayonne, New Jersey. With his appointment came changes. He remodeled the old school building, morphing it into a youth center, made the basement pine room a place for dances and recreation, and converted the third floor into a widely used meeting place. With the advent of Donovan and being known for having the largest dances in the area, the Catholic youth organization's popularity soared. Despite what he had already built, Donovan was thinking bigger. He asked several times if there was interest in a St. Andrew's Drum and Bugle Corps. The idea was finally brought up at a CYO meeting in January of 1965, meeting praise and enthusiasm. Several months later, horns arrived, drumsticks were distributed, and the color guard began regular practices. Every corps needs a director, an adult to direct traffic, put out fires, and lead the troops. Ed Holmes, director beginning on day one, was a surrogate father. It's a known fact that he put plenty of his own money into the Corps. He was always there, spending countless hours of time on us. He didn't have kids of his own, but took great satisfaction in the personal achievements of each and every one of them. Several months later, the Bridgemen came to be. The name was chosen based on the Fort Lee Bridgemen, named for the George Washington Bridge. According to Donovan, who also favored the Fort Lee athletic teams, St. Andrews would be named for the Bayonne Bridge, thus giving birth to the Bridgemen. Under Holmes, interest in the Corps was heightened and turnouts became so large that horns had to be shared. The first instructors were D. Kazazian on horns, Dan Raymond on drums, and Bob Holton on color guard. Due to job conflicts, Kazazian and Raymond fell by the wayside and were replaced by Gus Wilkie on horns and John Iglesias teaching the drum line. Iglesias lasted only 2 months before receiving an education fellowship, and he was replaced by his mentor, Bobby Thompson, in 1966. The St. Andrews Drum Corps made its first appearance at the Bayonne Memorial Day Parade in 1965. The color guard marched without equipment and uniforms, but this was only the beginning. The Corps made its first field appearance marching in an exhibition at a Jets intra-squad game. That day was also the first field appearance of quarterback Joe Namath. August 1966 marked the Bridgemen's first appearance at the National Dream Contest at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Because August was prime time for vacationing, the Corps performed an exhibition with a mere 20 horns, a handful of drummers, and a full color guard. Surprisingly, the performance was clean. During the winter of 66-67, the Corps competed at standstills in Staten Island, New York, and Montvale, New Jersey, placing second and fourth. That winter, Bob Jamba O'Connor was brought in to work the drum line as only he could. The first true competition for St. Andrews was a Garden State Circuit contest at Kane Stadium in Secaucus, New Jersey. St. Andrews took their lumps, gaining experience and a lesson in humbleness through a number of competitions, and finally became worthy of competition. The Bridgemen placed first and won several more contests that year in the Garden State, later placing third in the Circuit Championship contest. After some hard work and some very good arrangements by Bucky Swan, the Bridgemen won the Garden State Circuit in 1968. The Bayonne Corps developed a talent for a brass technique called triple-tonguing. It began as a warm-up exercise but quickly developed into a showpiece, later becoming a St. Andrews trademark and a crowd favorite. As St. Andrews improved their feeder corps, the St. Andrews cadets did as well. The cadets of junior high age were taught the basics and performed in parades. Started in 1966, the cadets program was finally starting to pay off, furnishing the Bridgemen with trained, enthusiastic musicians. After winning the Garden State Circuit for the second year in a row in 1969, the corps had moved up through the ranks and began to compete on a national level. The winter of 1970 brought High Dreitzer, a ranger for the New York Skyliners, and lots of hard work. Dreitzer wrote difficult music, the horn line practiced several nights a week and all day Sunday under Wilkie to learn to play the music. That year, St. Andrews competed in open class, winning a few shows and marching in many parades. Being a local corps, they picked up several jobs with only a few hours' notice, especially around Election Day, in Bayonne, Jersey City, Hoboken, anywhere. From Little League parades to political parades, if they had the cash, they had the shoe leather. In 1970, St. Andrews placed 10th at the World Open in Lynn, Massachusetts. During the 1971 season, they had a slightly smaller horn line and corps. Frank Pasillo was brought in as an assistant instructor helping to clean up the horn line. That same year, Larry Kirchner was brought in to arrange for the horn line. It was the toughest season yet. Practicing four nights a week and weekends, the corps traveled farther away, competing at the U.S. Open in Marion, Ohio. Thank you. In 1972, St. Andrews competed locally and toured New England. They also competed in the Midwest, visiting Ohio, Wisconsin, Chicago, and Minneapolis. That same year, the Bridgemen earned a charter membership into the newly formed Drum Corps International and placed 11th at DCI Finals in Whitewater, Wisconsin. By virtue of St. Andrews' 12th place position in the prelims, they had the distinction of being the first corps to ever compete in a DCI Finals competition. Corps members dubbed the summer tour of 1972 the 2 weeks tour. St. Andrews competed in American Legion and VFW Nationals, finishing up the season by winning the American Legion State Championship in Wildwood, New Jersey. The Bridgemen enhanced their repertoire for the 1973 season by introducing their trademark opener, William Tell Overture, followed by Unsquare Dance, performed in 5/3 time. My Favorite Things, Free, and Summer of 42 capped off a diverse and imaginative musical show that saw them defend their New Jersey State VFW and American Legion championships, secure their first World Open title, and earn a 9th place finish at the DCI Finals that year, again in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Thank you. Drum Corps rivalries on the field in the East were intense between the Bridgemen and the 27th Lancers, Hawthorne Muchachos, Garfield Cadets, St. Rita's Brassmen, Blessed Sacrament Golden Knights, Polish Falcons, and Boston Crusaders. It was all too common to have two or three competitions every weekend beginning Memorial Day weekend through mid-September, with parades thrown in for good measure as a required source of revenue. The two-week tours were becoming commonplace by then, enticing involved youth and chaperones to give up their time and vacations to travel the country by bus, sleep on gymnasium floors, exist on meager morsels and rehearse for hours on end, and enjoy every minute of the experience. By the end of 1973, many of the original members had aged out, and many long-term members elected to pursue other interests. There was a change in staff as well, with those original instructors not being rehired. This left the Corps with an immediate deficit in talent that was only partially supplemented by the feeder Corps auditions, as well as new members that joined the ranks from other smaller competing Corps in the area. The 1974 season was not as successful as the previous 2 years. Despite an early season victory at the New Jersey State VFW Championships, victories that year were few and far between. The level of competitiveness was not as sharp the rest of the season, which culminated in a disappointing 26th place finish at the 1974 DCI prelims in Ithaca, New York. The exodus of talent continued into the next season. Changes in staff were continuous to the point that at the end of the season, the Corps was basically self-taught. The last place finish at the 1975 Dream Contest behind St. Ignatius All-Girl Corps was the nadir of the Corps' existence. The Bridgemen elected not to travel to Philadelphia to compete at the DCI prelims. Summoning the very last vestiges of pride, the Corps conducted a work weekend prior to the September New Jersey American Legion competition to try to break 70. That was the only goal accomplished for the 1975 season. The winter of 75-76 was one of intense soul-searching for the organization. The demographics and the Drum Corps activity were changing. No longer was St. Andrew's Parish the lifeline for new members, although the cadets were doing their best to promote their members into the ranks. Increasingly, the Corps membership roster was becoming more reliant on new members from not only out of town, but also out of state. Holmes and Donovan, along with the support of the Bridgemen Booster Organization, decided to roll the dice and give it one more go to secure a competitive Corps for 1976. It was decided that the Corps would advertise in local newspapers and Drum Corps publications and hold an open house for prospective members. Knowing that publicity alone would not be enough to retain those willing enough to join the effort, a change in direction, show design, uniform, and attitude was required. Behind the scenes, negotiations were underway to hire a program director that would not only change the direction and fortunes of the Bridgemen, but that of the activity itself. So it was that the Bridgemen entered the 1976 season resurrected, redefined, and ready to challenge the many skeptics that lay in wait. Under the tutelage of Bobby Hoffman, a major overhaul was completed, discarding the cadet uniform of the past and introducing the look of the future in the guise of long coats and felt hat with scarves. The only commonality was that the traditional colors of black, white, and gold were maintained. The winter season had yielded dividends in the form of increased interest and new recruits from the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, as well as those from as far away as Tennessee, Florida, and North Carolina. Alumni pitched in by working the Friday night bingo at Charity Hall. The very capable Dennis DeLucia directed the percussion section, and the color guard was reborn working under Tom Pratt. The drill instructors, Greg Peisch and Jim Messina, worked closely with Hoffman to bring the design on paper to fruition on the field. Kirchner, with an influx of renewed talent, had free rein to write a score that offered imagination and modernity to the show that featured a revamped William Tell Overture, New York City Medley, Land of Make-Believe, One, and What I Did for Love from the Broadway hit A Chorus Line. On the first Saturday in June at the Tournament of Stars at Veterans Stadium in Bayonne, New Jersey, the 1976 Corps made its first appearance in the new attire, entering from the rear sideline with a police escort. The hometown crowd was shocked at the sight that paraded before it. It took a while for the partisans to adjust to the new visual creation before them, but soon after it was apparent the Drum Corps activity itself had witnessed its own transformation. Corps struggled at first against the solid and strong competition from its rivals during the first half of the season. By early August, they had finished ahead of several DCI finalist contenders, and it wasn't until the week before finals that talk of qualifying could even be discussed. At Franklin Field, the Corps performed an energized and emotional DCI prelims performance, which landed them in eighth place and once again restored the Corps to the rank of finalist. For those remaining DCI veterans still in the ranks from the Whitewater days, the wait in the entrance tunnel before the Corps' final appearance was nothing short of a sense of redemption. That evening, once the first glimpse of yellow appeared before the crowd, the roar of acceptance permeated the stadium and the Corps responded in kind, adding the signature feint to cap their sixth place 1976 DCI Finals performance. Unknown to the members at the time, this would be the last official performance of the St. Andrews CYO Bridgemen, for in the upcoming months, Donovan would be reassigned from St. Andrews and be named pastor at St. John the Evangelist in Bergenfield, New Jersey. Shortly after the announcement was made, the Corps and the parish ended their affiliation. Donovan saw the Corps he started return to the national competitive arena, and the kids who grew up with him through the ranks of the cadets and the bridgemen were sorry to see him depart. He had been their biggest supporter in both good times and bad. That concludes this week's episode on the Bridgemen Part 1. Please join us again next time as we take a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DiceManRadio.com.